But what was learned rather quickly in the first three trials which were done here in the United Kingdom many years ago was that if you do it in a random way in breast cancer patients, the results are not good. You have more than 23 to 37% of local recurrence rates in the first 3 to 5 years. So at a certain time, it tended to disappear unless a few American groups proceeded with doing this with a multi-catheter Brecht therapy and limited the indications to well-selected patients. And what do I mean with well-selection? Well, not every breast cancer tumor has the same risk for recurrence. And we know, for example, this is the work for Holland, who did sections of the three-dimensional sections of the breast, and from the primary tumor on in the tumors which have not extensive intraductal component, there are cells found just at 4.5 centimeter from the index tumor, but it stays at a low level, at a low volume, and this is considered to be beatable by the radiation therapy. On the other hand, you have the tumors who have extensive intraductal component, and they have another way of spreading microscopically around the primary tumor. And it is not that easy to bring the local control till acceptable levels in this subgroup. And in the early published data, we saw also recurrence rates in boosted patients with EIC plus in up to 30%. So that is very important that you, if you want to treat only a part of the breast, that you limit your radiation until to the volume where there is some tumor cells left, and therefore exclude those with tumors at a long distance, tumors with positive section margins, tumors with lymphovascular invasion, and so on.